Luke, Lindsay, and Dusty. I thought it was part of my job to watch some of the Billboard Music Awards last night, just so you wouldn't have to, mm-hmm. in case anything exciting happened. Mm-hmm. And the long, kind of anticipated Kesha performance was very just okay for me. And I call each time you call. This is Bob Dylan's It Ain't Me, Babe. It was the song itself was very surprised to hear that. But it ain't me, babe. After the performance, Dr. Luke went, whew! Madonna paying tribute to Prince with Nothing Compares to You.
Oh, jeez.
I thought it was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was awful.
Oh, I love me some Madge.
I do, too.
I'd almost rather hear it than Sinead's version.
Really?
I just don't think Madonna's tender enough. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you know she's like an icy, cold-hearted bitch and she's like singing something like this and you're like, man, nah, not buying
easy,
it.
Easy. What? She was not wearing her cone-shaped brassiere. I thought she looked very soft and approachable. All right, should we get into the old-timey review of the Billboard Music Awards?
Let's do it.
This brought to you by Fetty Wrap. If your queens are losing moisture, trap it back with Fetty Wrap. Britney Spears, well, hello, naughty nannies. That's a Louisiana lady marmalade. And a beautiful statement made by Britney urging the women of the world to break that wage ceiling. Work, bitch. The new Bachelorette JoJo introed a piano-playing pretty boy in a screaming hemorrhoidal polyp moment of cross-promotion. The Bachelor Tonight, 6, 7 Central on ABC. It's the Pussycat Dolls. No, wait. It's Danity Kane. No, wait. It's Fifth Harmony. No, wait. It's the Bangles. No, wait. It's the Spice Girls. Tech billionaire Mark Cuban presented an award, and, well, unfortunately, we saw his nipples through his Henley. Brian Bosworth performed admirably as Pink. And Serge Ibaka with a thunderous jam. Sorry, I turned into the NBA playoffs.
A little bit. That's okay.
What is Bieber going for with his look? Eminem or Ed Norton circa American History X? But we do appreciate that the Biebs chose to lip sync just over 70% of his song. Demi Lovato showing her support for the bathroom rights by wearing, looking like a dude who just had sex in the bathroom. Lil Wayne is getting his Galaxy S7 super drunk right now. Somebody needs to make sure it doesn't go home with him. Gwen Stefani looked genuinely happy when doing her duet with Blake Shelton. However, that didn't stop that song from totally sucking. And I know it's not okay to insult Adele, who debuted her new world premiere video, but just saying, my grandmother is wondering where her floral print curtains went. Oh, they're on Adele. Kesha's long-awaited performance, including her ruining a Bob Dylan song and wearing what Colonel Sanders might wear in the Gay Pride Parade. Celine Dion looking great, all armpits, and sampling Beethoven's Fifth. Thank God he's deaf and dead. Madonna and Stevie Wonder paid tribute to Prince with a stirring rendition of Purple Rain, and then I realized that Prince actually looks like the love child of Madonna and Stevie Wonder. Kevin Durant pulls up and hits from downtown to extend OK Saints' lead to 17 with a minute 20 to go in the first half.